Eddie, your last couple of home Premier League games, you've had to work really hard for 1-0 wins. You still had to work hard, but boy, did you do it a bit easier today.
Yeah, it's nice to be able to enjoy the last bits of the game. I don't think we've had the ability to do that for a long, long time. The Premier League games are usually so, so tight. So to win in the manner that we did, in the fashion that we did, is really pleasing.
The starts have been fast here many times before, that you blew Hull away early on today, didn't you?
Well, that was our game plan. That was what we tried to do. Doesn't always work like that sometimes. I think we scored at a really good time. It was a nice finish from Charlie when it looked like we were going to be denied by the woodwork again. And I thought our overall performance was very good. We kept going. We kept the intensity that we were looking for and got our reward.
Steve Cook, 7 minutes of opposite ends of the spectrum for him as well. When the deflected equaliser goes in, you're probably thinking, oh, it's another one of those days. But quickly he turned from villain to hero.
Yeah, he did. I mean, I think Cookie's been outstanding this season. So mistakes happen. Individuals aren't robots. Players are going to make mistakes, especially with the way we play. I say it all the time, we play the hardest way. And our defenders take a lot of responsibility, and I will take the rap for the goal because of our style. But in the end, our style, I think, certainly helped us get the result.
Obviously, sometimes one attacking player has a great day and lifts the rest of them. Today, it seemed, watching on, that a lot of those guys, Stanislas, I, Wilshere, Wilson, were all right on the top of their games.
Yeah, I still feel we've got more to come. I wouldn't say that everyone was at their very best, but certainly for periods of the game, we played very well. Yeah, so I still feel there's more to come, and I think that's a great sign.
Two goals for Junior Stanislas today. He's at the woodwork, two assists as well. He obviously scored the winner against Everton. He seems to be one who's really coming into his own now this season.
Yeah, very confident at the moment, Junior. I think no one's ever doubted his ability. Right from the moment I signed him at Burnley, you saw a player that has every tool that's needed. Putting that together on a consistent basis was always going to be his challenge, and he's doing it now in the very toughest league in the world. So great to see him playing as he is, and the big thing for me and for Junior would be contributing the match-defining moments, which is the thing you would always question with any attacking player, so it's good to see.
Now that the players you've recruited have blended in, you've found the system you want to play, people are playing well, how much has that contributed now to this momentum you're building up?
Certainly, I'm not one, and never have been one, for changing personnel system too much. I believe consistency in selection is important. I think our championship team rarely changed. The winning championship team rarely changed. I think once you find a formula that you like and the players are comfortable in and with the right balance, it can lead to some good times. That's not to say every game is different and you need to have a squad ready and able to come in and play. And I think we have that.
I know you won't have sympathy for Hull having just beaten them 6-1, but you'll have an idea what Mike Phelan's going through, I'm sure, because it's tough times there at the moment.
Well, I can have sympathy with every manager that loses on a Saturday night, because it's the worst feeling. And when you're doing this job, it's tough when things don't go your way. But I think rather than look at their side and their mentality, I'd rather focus on the good moments that our players are in.
To have won a Premier League game 6-1, I mean, that's the next step of how far this club has come.
Yeah, we don't want to get ahead of ourselves. I mean, that scoreline's nice. We had that in the Championship days as well. They're nice scorelines to have, but the most important thing is the 3 points. Now the most important thing is next week.
Finally, do you remember the last time Bournemouth scored 6 here? You know, I like to throw these quiz questions at you occasionally.
I have absolutely no idea.
James Hayter's record-breaking hat-trick, 2004.
Thank you, Stato.
No problem. That's major night, isn't it?
It has indeed.
Well done today. Thanks. Oh, before we go, I've got to ask you another serious question. You mentioned international injuries that guys came back
yes.
with. Brad Smith, Max Gradle weren't involved today. Lewis Cook, there was talk of an injury. Can you just, so you said we'd find out after the game, so could you confirm what's
Yeah, all three of those players, Chris, your research is very good. So Lewis Cook was a nice looking tackle, actually, and through no fault of the opposing player, Cookie just seemed to get his ankle caught, and scans have revealed it's quite a nasty one, so we're not sure on time frames yet. He's seeing a specialist. Max Gradle pulled a hamstring. We don't think it's too serious, but we'll wait and see. You never know with hamstrings. And Brad Smith took a really nasty whack on his foot, which we feared may have been broken, but at the moment looks like it's possibly not, so we'll wait and see.